From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 23rd, 2018. This week, we feature a waste disposal mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what's going on in this series of sounds. And here's a hint. If nearby fish heard this coming from your household, they would thank you if they could. That's the sound of unused and expired medications being disposed of without flushing them down a drain or toilet. Proper disposal of medications helps prevent unintended drug use and keeps pharmaceuticals from reaching waterways. If medications are flushed into the wastewater system, at least some of the chemicals in the medications may remain after wastewater treatment and be discharged to waterways, where they can potentially harm aquatic life. So instead of flushing unused medications, look for options to return them at your community's pharmacies or other establishments. If return centers aren't available and you must dispose of medications, here are the disposal steps recommended for most medications. Put the medication in a sealable plastic bag. Add cat litter, coffee grounds, or other material that make the medications less recognizable and that would deter pets and children from eating the contents. Then seal the bag and put it in the trash. And be sure to remove all identifying personal information from prescription containers. You should also check to see whether any local ordinances prohibit disposal of medications in household trash in your area. Note that the Federal Food and Drug Administration currently recommends flushing for certain medicines that pose a particular risk from improper use. And a list of those medications is available at that agency's Flushing of Certain Medicines website. But that recommendation is challenged by some people, including some staff at the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, because of the potential impacts on aquatic systems. Now here's another option. April 28, 2018 is the next National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The event is coordinated by the U.S. Department of Justice's Drug Enforcement Administration and conducted by law enforcement agencies nationwide, whose officers are available at designated locations to accept medications for proper disposal. To see if a take-back event is happening near you, call your local police or sheriff's department or visit the Justice Department's Prescription Drug Take-Back Day website, where you can search for the take-back location nearest you. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org. Or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.